This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fun Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You've got it locked and loaded to the women's edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and MJ and the company right up until 6 p.m. And it is a Wednesday. It is an open line Wednesday. MJ, what's good?
I am good. How are you?
I am good, except for, you know, moving my foot too much to that song. I whopped my toe, but anyway, that's a different story for another day.
Yeah, but you can't take any brutal.
Talk about come to Jesus moment, I'll tell you. Yes, amen. There is a God, because it's only him taking his pain away right now. But yeah. Anyways, we've got the Wednesday Open Line Edition. And like I said, we want to hear what you have to say. There's lots of things to talk about. Obviously, MJ and I have topics we want to discuss. But hey, whatever you want to discuss, chime on in, let us hear. And if you want to be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC 422GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Phone lines open in New Providence right now. 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll-free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live again. Like I said, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. All right, now you know that's how you get it in, and that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We are off and running. Where do we start, MJ?
But I think a good place to start is just to offer condolences to the family of Rupert Roberts. I think we all learned earlier today that he had passed away, so our sincerest condolences to his family. We know that he's left quite the legacy, and a lot of Bahamians recognize the important contributions of Mr. Roberts as well as his family to just Bahamian society, like who hasn't depended on super value, right? And appreciated, a lot of the things that Mr. Roberts has done to help grow the economy, employ so many thousands of Bahamians. So, of course, like I said, deepest condolences to his family on his passing.
I think when you achieve single name status in the Bahamas, you have reached the ultimate honor, the
that
ultimate
is for sure.
Respect.
And Rupert,
when you say Rupert, you know who it was. When you say Pinlin, you know who it was. Or Lyndon, you know who it was. When you say Hubert, you know who there's only
Papa,
one Hubert.
And
I, as much as I have to cringe and say, but there's only one Perry. There will always and only ever be one Perry.
And save it, and the same with Brave, right? Like,
correct. Yeah. So when you reach that status, you've arrived because that means you're loved by all Bahamians, any race, creed, color, denomination, provided food, provided scholarships, provided a lot of unseen support through philanthropic efforts, just a pillar of the society, man. And knew, you know, no pun intended, where his bread was buttered, always looked out for the consumer, but also looked out for who he worked for. I had the pleasure of knowing Mr. Roberts personally growing up because I went to school, part of our St. Andrew's gang, with Candy Roberts Kelly. And that's his daughter, so I want to extend our deepest condolences to Candy and her daughter and her family and her sisters and her brother, you know, Big Rich. Yeah, it's a loss, it's a blow. But obviously, you know what a champion your dad was, and his legacy, and I know you guys will continue it to the best of your ability. But I do want to say what an impactful Bahamian he was. And, you know, when you reach such big status, you still have time to talk to small people that remember you years later. Yeah, you was part of that. You are doing foolishness. Yes, good to see you. You're doing well. How's your mommy? How's your daddy? And knew who your mommy and your daddy was.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, my condolences to the Roberts family, to the Super Value family, to Bahamian shoppers who, you know, it was Super Value or nothing. So, anyway,
yeah.
You know, we lost the legend. We lost the legend.
We really did.
And like I said, you know, synonymous and reach that one name status, you've arrived in this country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
and
sure.
I know because I'm part of it. Everybody calls me naughty.
Oh, God.
So I
just
have
to get yourself in there, right?
Out of all my mother's children, I love me the best.
Yeah, good thing you're an only child. Oh, goodness.
But we going to work the headlines or are we going to...
Yeah, let's
like,
work
right,
the headlines. Let's work the headlines.
All right, let's jump into the headlines, Mr. Producer.
It's time for Headliners. Everything that's making headlines in the 242. Brought to you by the Fine Threads.
This was blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views and Matters since 1844. All brought to you, of course, by the Fine Threads. Obviously, we just addressed Mr. Rupert Roberts passing. Also, some other major headlines. Government announces a short-term travel ban. From where? Them flights out of Haiti?
No. I'm not surprised that this has happened. You know, a lot of countries are, you know, exercising extreme caution right now because of what's happening in terms of the Ebola outbreak ban. We are going to deny entry temporarily, I think it's for 30 days initially, to travelers from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Uganda, as well as South Sudan. Those would be the breakout areas. And you know, this is just... I think a sensible precaution for the moment, you know, temporary protocol that makes sense. This particular strain of the Ebola virus has really, like, tremendously impacted both the DRC as well as Uganda. We're talking about over 1,000 suspected cases now, 223 suspected deaths. We also have 112 confirmed cases as well as 11 confirmed deaths. So this is something that is really scary, particularly, like I said, if you're a small country like we are that doesn't have that much capacity to handle anything, you know, anything that's outrageous in terms of number of cases. Even one case here would be pretty scary, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, we put this temporary travel ban in place. Hopefully, you know, the world can kind of get, especially the big countries, get the resources together and get this thing under control, because it's really sad to hear that, you know, the people in the DRC, Uganda, as well as South Sudan are suffering right now because of this Ebola virus outbreak, this particular strain to which there is no vaccine.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That there's still no vaccine to the strain, correct? So it's not like...
Yeah, there's no vaccine.
It's treatment or incubation and quarantine yet, no. We need no Ebola, so it's got to be a long-term travel ban, and it needs to be a long-term travel ban.
Yeah, I mean, I suspect it'll be in place until, you know, this outbreak gets under control. You know what I mean? Because we've had cases before, but this is setting up to be the worst outbreak that we've ever seen. So, yeah, common sense precautions right now, particularly with the scare that we got on the weekend with the passengers that traveled on, that I think is the British Airways flight to New Providence. And I think they're still in isolation. I haven't gotten an update or seen an update recently, but hopefully they're doing well. Hopefully they're continuing to not show signs of being infected. And then, you know, they can just convalesce and then be on their way to their, you know, their home countries, I believe they'll probably be headed back to. But, yeah, it makes sense to put this precaution in place. So good on the Ministry of Health in terms of getting ahead of this and not waiting to do this.
UB commissions 59 new teachers. There you go.
Good stuff. Good stuff, right? We're always talking about the shortages, so I'm happy to hear that.
I'm glad to have 59 teachers. How many subjects is that, you know? Did they elaborate with subjects or departments, or that's just 59
Well,
teachers?
I'm sure they'll find places for them, and I'm sure we need more than 59 teachers, but 59 is a good start, you know?
It is a good start. And obviously at UB, where for a long time, people have been, students and the general public have been wanting, better faculty and more faculty. So hopefully they get what they were asking for. Gardner transferred to New York. Dun, 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 dun. And today we ask again, who is politician number
who
one?
Who is politician number one?
Clearly from the opening department, politician number one is none of the FNM. or senators.
I did see that.
Money in the PLP is politician number one. I think it might be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, like a KRS kind of vibe. You know what I mean?
So everyone on the opposition name tags that says, "Hello, I'm not politician one," right? But I think it's important
Your approach was brilliant.
Yeah, it actually brings attention to an important question which we all still have. Who is politician one? Who is cutting drug deals in our House of Parliament? This is not one of those questions that just goes away because you choose to ignore it or choose to call it a nothing burger. Bahamian people want to know who is the politician. And it's amazing that so far the government has said that they'll do an investigation. But in terms of speaking out about it, I don't hear a lot of, fervor from the government side about wanting to get to the bottom quickly, of who politician one is. But you know what? We'll see.
Now, look who your new AG is, and look who your new Minister of National Security is. Not two individuals, not two famous one to answer on time.
Yeah, that
and,
is true.
You know, two individuals, when you do get an answer, it's a long and winding road to nothing. Actually,
yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
But it's an important question, and it's not going to go away if you just pretend and of course,
go ahead.
We're going to keep an eye on this Gardner case. We see that it's in the Southern District of New York now, and we know that the case that really brought it to our attention that a high-ranking politician may be involved in this is the case that came out of the Southern District of New York in late December 2024. We had a police commissioner resign, but where are the results of the investigation? Still haven't heard anything about that investigation, much less, what's happening with this new investigation that should be happening.
You heard that in the background, MJ. You heard that chirping? That chirping and that tweeting?
Crickets?
No, not crickets. Chirping and tweeting. That's canary, what I hear. I hear canary in the background. Especially in New York. The canary got a New York accent.
Yeah, it's a terrible look.
And what I'm saying, and sometimes you got to look at it. If you've been in this game long enough, maybe there was a reason why you were caught with 3 cell phones, $30,000, and an envelope with a politician's name on it that was redacted.
Yeah.
That might be for times like these when you are in the state of New York now and you need to have a conversation.
Because that's a question, right? Why are you still holding on to that bag? But anyway.
I would listen very guarded if I was certain individuals around here.
The bottom line is that when you even look at some of what's being alleged, the way that it ties into our government in terms of this person being, awarded government contracts, being involved in PPPs and so forth and so on, it raises a lot of questions. And I think that, you know, like I said, you can't just be quiet about it and expect we're going to stop asking questions. No, we need to get to the bottom of this and quickly.
Let's check the text lines real quick. This is not good on the Bahamas because we cannot even handle a simple cold. Neither the last Ebola, they should be sent on their way home as soon as possible. They can only spread here. Our hospital is not equipped for anything. Naughty and MJ, you heard Fred throw Candia under the bus? Y'all don't talk about that? No, we talk about Fred all the time.
Wait, I missed that. He threw the Guardian's executive editor under it. I didn't hear that.
Candia and Fred go back at it back and forth all the time. You know what I mean? And Fred is very critical of our coverage of the PFP. However, there are other dailies that have the exact same coverage of the PFP, yet he doesn't mention a word of it. So it's just him being a hypocrite again, as usual. Silly septuagenarian, quite an...
Just attack the editor of The Guardian, but what do you think that's going
to... Why is Fred always going after women, though?
Do you think that's going to stop people from wanting to get to the bottom of this situation?
Do you think it's going to stop Candia from writing?
None of that's going to happen, so I don't know what the point of that is. I think his time would be better spent, our Minister of Foreign Affairs, by sending those little diplomatic notes again to the U.S. and see if they bother to answer you back this time, because it's clear that their investigation hasn't stopped. So what's going to happen here? What's the situation? They're going to have to reveal who politician one is to us. They're going to have to tell us what's happening, not only in our own country, but basically in our own parliament. Is that where we're at?
Fred, I know he's Minister of Foreign Affairs. I'm sure he can enlighten us through politics.
Well, someone needs to enlighten us, because it's just, I mean, it's absolutely disgusting that it happened. And it's worse if we are not the ones to reveal, you know, what's going on in our own country.
We should be able to reveal it. It can be America, Uncle Sam, or somewhere else, or that we follow back up on and go, oh, wow, it's true.
Yeah, no, that's too much. Speaking of answering questions, we still haven't heard from the gaming board. We cabinet appointments were made specifically in respect of two appointments. That would be the persons who have gaming ties, and that would be Sebastian Bastian and Leslie Miller-Bryce. We were told that there was a statement forthcoming from the gaming board that would explain how their appointment wasn't, that they were in line with the laws as we understand them today. We haven't gotten that statement from the gaming board yet. I wonder if they understand that they're a Bahamian institution funded by Bahamian taxpayers and are answerable to the public. I get it that the prime minister was the one that appointed them, but we were told from no less than the office of the prime minister that the regulator was the one that cleared these persons to be able to sit in cabinet, and that the regulator would be explaining to us exactly, you know, what legally they discovered or what divestment or whatever took place in order to enable these persons to be, you know, lawfully appointed to the cabinet. So far, we've heard nothing. And again, is this a situation where they think if they just say nothing, it goes away? It does not go away. And then this question is answered. Bahamians have a right to keep asking and demanding that the gaming board go ahead and provide it to the prime minister.
And it's always governance by the ostrich theory. You know, stick your head in the sand, let it all blow over, and when it comes out, come with another round of BS, and let's get it to the back pages and we move on to something else.
Well, what it does now is that we've moved from a place from, you know, the average, you know, just right-thinking Bahamian, looking at this and saying, okay, these persons divested properly, have no ties, are not beneficiaries of this industry anymore, to wondering, did they do any of that? Where is the proof that any of that was done? Or is this something, or is the law being broken right in front of our eyes and nobody is bothering to even explain? And that is a dangerous place for
the
opportunity.
I mean, if for lack of a better word, if those I's aren't dotted and those T's aren't crossed, that makes both of those candidates null and void, correct? For that postings at least, correct?
Well, I mean, this may be something that needs to be tested in court. And in order to avoid going down that route, their legal reasoning, we can examine it, and then perhaps we say, well, okay, this and this was done, it makes sense. Yeah, well, you know, they can sit in cabinet according to the law. But they have not bothered to do that. So now it makes us think that the inverse may be true, which is that this thing will not pass the muster when they offer up their explanation and they're avoiding doing it. But then that means that they are aiding the law being broken. Because remember when the candidate, Mr. Bastian, was asked about this, he said that if there were any further questions, he said, oh, he did what he had to do. The regulator approved it. And if there were any further questions, go to them. Now, we have gone to them several times. The Bahamian people have been asking. We were promised a response, and we haven't gotten it. And I don't think that, like I said, this is one of those situations that everyone's going to just be quiet and say, okay, well, yes, they didn't answer us. Let's move on. No, they need to explain themselves. And it's really disturbing when you have a situation where institutions that are supposed to serve the Bahamian people, that are supposed to ensure that public trust is maintained, when they act in this manner where they feel as though that they're not answerable to the Bahamian citizens, to taxpayers, to the public. It's actually, it's really, really terrible. And we may end up with this thing going to court. I saw that the Christian Council had put out some statements. They're opposing the appointments on moral grounds. And I got to tell you guys, the vitriol that I saw directed towards the Christian Council.
Absolutely disgusting.
It's like the most disgusting.
And especially by some mindless PLP trolls, to be honest with you. Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah,
absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, most of the people that sent the venom out towards the Christian Council are known supporters of the Progressive Liberal Party, which should make it uncomfortable for them as well to see. I mean, you want people that usually speak in your defense, that usually speak in your name, to attack Mr. Moxie like this, Pastor Mario Moxie. Like, you want these things to happen. Nobody in the party is speaking out about this and saying that you shouldn't be doing this or treating our Christian. I mean, we all have disagreements and we all have issues in terms of the way that the Christian Council may be loud on some things and very quiet on other things. Those are legitimate criticisms. But I think at the end of the day, as Bahamians, we all also recognize that there's a line of decency that you just don't cross. And to watch it being crossed and to hear some of the things that were directed towards the Christian Council and to not have any of our political leaders, particularly the ones in government, speak out about this, I think it's shameful.
And you know what's crazy? Mine, one of them eyelash glue, locked that eyelash down. The first person she can call is Jesus, then God.
Oh, my.
She can call Jesus.
Speaking of eyelashes, they're not going to get a reduction, but wigs and stuff are going to get, and hair are going to get a reduction. So we'll be talking about the budget in a little bit as well.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's happening?
All is well. I think, we have yet to understand that at a certain level, all of our politicians are joined at the hip, regardless of the party. Okay? There are certain issues where there is a mutual concern, and this recent Gardner issue, is one of them. If you check the history, both parties are involved. But the parties are involved with that the top-notch construction thing. From 2017, I think, a contract was signed a day before the election.
Right.
In 2016, right. And then when the Free National Movement came to power, they questioned the contract. But as you know, governments are continuous. If it's a lawful contract and they don't have a reasonable way out of it, then perhaps they move forward with the contract. But what's your point?
Our politicians have never had any problems with canceling and review.
Let's go back to another situation that was in the news recently. The lease contract with former cabinet minister, Mr. Leslie Miller, and how difficult that contract was to get out of, right? Didn't have the, according to reporting, an easy exit clause. So that
one still got to put the bill in there.
That one was tied up for years. Not every contract is as easy to stop, review, and cancel. I mean, you can if you want to incur certain penalties. Absolutely, you can do it. But sometimes you weigh it, and you know, it's not in the public interest to necessarily cancel some of these deals.
And some deals have a poison pill in it that makes it unworth your while to undo it.
Okay, let's move on to the gambling situation.
Yeah.
40 years ago, the Bahamas Christian Council, as you know it, stood on the side and watched as the first son, Carson Francis, because of the gambling issue. Okay, now here we are in 2026, and the gambling issue is front and center on the table. Now, if that situation had been dealt with, what, 4-5 decades ago, we probably wouldn't have the problem that we are having now. Now,
when you say dealt with, how do you suppose? No, but how do you suppose when you say dealt with? What do you mean?
Okay, when Carson Francis went against the gambling thing, way back then, he was ostracized, and you know, and like Rai, okay, and you know, I know that there was a meeting where the question came up and were asked if Carson Francis was speaking for them, and they told the then Prime Minister that he was not speaking for us. He was speaking for himself.
So your thoughts is that had gambling in any form not been legalized in the country, then that would have been dealing with the situation? Is that what you're saying?
No, we are on record. We are on record, you know, a news story in the Miami Herald where Eddie Hanna goes on record saying that we will allow all the gambling rights to expire as we go into a new independent nation.
Right.
That did not happen.
Okay.
And now we are at the point where a major player in gambling in the country is going to become a cabinet minister. Okay, so, you know, it's kind of come like full circle. And we have only ourselves to blame. We allowed this.
But, sir, we allowed this decades ago, like you said. We have an opportunity to fix it now. So we need to. So that's why we need to look at the Constitution and look at where we're at right now and lobby hard against it.
No. Hold it. How can we fix it if it's so deep-rooted and ingrained?
Nobody rooted it out and rooted it up and said, no, we're going to do a national lottery way back then.
It is not that easy.
No, I understand.
What do you mean it's not that easy? You can change policy. The policy clearly says that you are aligned, making money off of the gaming industry. You cannot hold certain positions in cabinet. And if we didn't ask that question 40 years ago, we're asking it now. Is there a problem with us asking it now rather than later?
Naughty. We went through a period where the pastor given the sermon stopped giving out the sermon number and text, you know.
Listen, I get all of that, right? But
yeah, but
and I don't mean to be disrespectful when I say this. But if your generation dropped the ball on it, don't get mad at my generation or younger generations for raising the question now and saying, hey, we need to change this ish. It's not your fault. You might have been ready to rally, but the majority of your generation wasn't for that, just like the majority of the last electorate wasn't for voting. So now when they complain for the next 5 years, they can complain because you had your
opportunity to vote. Thank you very much, caller. Thanks
you
so
had
much,
the opportunity then to fix it. You did it. Now we got an opportunity to fix it now before it gets any worse or blossoms into anything else. Let's take the opportunity to do so, or at least look at it.
And I mean, I just think it's important. I mean, you cannot be the government and appear to be, you know, contravening the law, right? If you want to amend it, and this is important, I think, to mention. There's always the opportunity to amend the law, you know. You could say, you know what, we think this law, we no longer think that it's relevant nowadays. We think that this restriction should be lifted. And you could go into Parliament. I mean, the cabinet comprises the majority of Parliament now. Then no problem passing that law and making the amendment to the Gaming Act. Different scenario when you have not done that. And then you say to us, well, even though you know that these persons have gaming interests or have held gaming interests, when you say to us, well, no, they did certain things, and so now we're not amending the law. If the law is fine how it is, they can go ahead and be appointed. But you do not give us the reasoning. You do not tell us exactly what happened, and you act as if, you know, the public has no right to know. And so in the eyes of the public, it appears that our own government isn't respecting the laws of the land, and they're not doing what they should do in order to disabuse us of that thought. You know what it is to have a society where you think that the government is just ignoring the law? That's a lawless society.
Walk around and talk to Bahamians, everyday Bahamians, and I think that sentiment might pop up.
They get. And it would be a different law that's been amended, and they say, okay, well, we amended it. Now they're fine to sit. But you don't do that, and you don't answer questions. You tell us that an institution that's supposed to serve us is going to give us the explanation, and then they sit on their thumbs. They go in a corner and be quiet and play crazy, and we're not getting a response. That's irresponsible governance. That's irresponsible.
4:42 p.m. is the time. We got to get to the break. Flip side of the break. MJ and I will get to your text. Text us, relax. And if me, Bob, but read my God, we'll get to you. We'll get to you on the flip side of the break on this Wednesday open line edition of Talking Heads. The May 27th edition of Talking Heads with Naughty and MJ continues right after this.
KFC has a bold new flavor you'll love. Introducing the all-new barbecue Rap Star. We're talking a juicy chicken breast filet, fried to golden crisp perfection, covered in sweet, smoky barbecue sauce, topped with cheese, then wrapped in a delicious toasted tortilla with flavor in every bite. Go spicy or keep it original. Either way, it's a star for a reason. The new barbecue Rap Star is the star of the menu at KFC Nassau. Get yours today at any KFC Nassau location.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Same last dream again. War with your sunlight, I'm the first to know, my dearest friends. Even if your hope has burned with time, anything that's just shall be right, right. And your dish is made, your wine is fine, you will be fine.
Hey, look, here I am, and here we go, life's waiting to begin.
Wednesday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads, Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. And we're back at you in the 4 o'clock hour. First hour almost done. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hi, Naughty and MJ.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm right here. Sinuses, but I'm good. I have a question for your previous caller. Does he realize that we're in a different era? And MJ, you broke that down so well. I still don't think of it. But Carlton Francis' era was how many years ago? Over 40 years? We wouldn't be here today if the Bahamian people vote on that referendum that they turned around and called something else. If Perry had honored and had respected the Bahamian people, we would not have been here today. Only to have Prime Minister Davis come along and took a totally different turn. Totally different. I don't understand why he doesn't understand that, that gentleman who called. I just don't. Okay? Mario Moxie. It's a very good gentleman. And I don't understand why the gentleman who called doesn't realize that he's newly appointed. And it's a whole lot of stuff he said he doesn't understand, and I was like, what today's date is? That's what I was saying to myself.
Thank you so much. I think the caller raise is an important point. You know,
we could
go back and we could point out lots of errors in our history, right? Like, countries make mistakes, but the here and now, when you have laws on the books and they appear to not have explanation, that's a whole different issue that we're dealing with. The referendum, she is absolutely right. You know, the Bahamian people were not respected after that referendum turned opinion poll, and even today. You know, the one of the concessions that was made in light of legalizing and regularizing the local gaming industry was that certain provisions would happen. Like, you know, we're going to let you come out of the shadows, but you're not going to go to the, you know, ultimate seat of power. That seems to not be the case anymore, and nobody's explaining to us why. If the law is still on the books, why these appointments are in keeping with the law without, you know, an explanation to us from the gaming board.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello, how are you doing? Hello.
Richard, how are you?
I'm good. Listening to your show sounds pretty good. When are you guys going to get Matt in?
Well, we had Org in yesterday, but Matt is dropped. Or the Organization for Responsible Governance. You missed them yesterday. We had two wonderful guests, but Matt is traveling, and when he gets back, he promises that he will come in and we'll be in studio and we'll have a great conversation. So just keep listening.
Because I'm thinking that with all the conversations going on and trying to get information, and then I understand that there was a protest on Bay Street from the FNM. I think what needs to be done is we need to find, you know, there needs to be a way of it being done properly, so no matter which government is involved. It's like,
doesn't matter who's in power.
Government and other governments, that this is a standard of how it's going to be done. Is a letter going to do? Is it not going to be sufficient? What can be effective and efficient to ensure that the things that make sense are being addressed? You know, and it's not just arguing, and it's not just a party that's arguing. It's not to seem political. It's just that, hey, these are relevant matters that we want to address. What makes a matter relevant? You understand me? And so we're addressing them properly and with sense, and it doesn't come across as political, but it also, the concerns of the people are being heard and addressed. And it's different. It's going on so long, though.
And it really
becomes annoying because, like you would have said, it seems like nobody's answering, nobody's saying anything. So even if you say something, and then what happens when they give us a response that we don't like? Then how do we address that? Or I would not even say how, whether or not we like it, whether or not it's appropriate. How do we then address it? You know, and so we need, as Bahamians, we need information so we can act properly. And we need to know if we're writing letters, how should the letter look? What is the structure of the letter? What is the process? What should be done? You should just go on Bay Street and start striking without writing a letter, without going through a process. What does the process look like? And how is it going to happen?
I promise you, caller, just keep listening. We will have Matt on. We will talk in depth all of those questions. So just keep listening. Thank you so much.
Okay, you have a good one.
You too.
Good point, MJ. We need to form blocks. Because blocks don't just work politically. They work after, governments are elected to hold governments accountable, but also to hold everyday, institutions accountable as well. So
and
I think
that's
well, too, because people are, in their block. They have power unified.
You're absolutely correct. And she also said something that I thought was important about some of these issues having to or needing to transcend parties, right? Like it shouldn't matter which party you support. There are certain things as Bahamians that I think we can all agree on. I remember everybody saying, okay, come May 13th, we're all Bahamians again. Yes, we're all Bahamians. So when we hear, attacks on the Christian Council, like everybody should kind of say, all right, we do have our issues with them, but there's a line of decency. At least that's the way I was brought up. You know, there was a line of decency that you just don't cross as a Bahamian. And so that's why it's kind of sad that not everybody is speaking out. We can have disagreements. We can have conversations. Like I said, their stance against appointments, they want to see the legal language, but they're also doing it on moral grounds. Nobody's answering to that. It's just attack, attack, attack them. Then there's the very legal question of, is this within the law? And nobody's answering to that. It's just, I guess, it's going to be more attack, attack, attack. That's not the way that you unify a country. That's not a way that you assure Bahamians that they should continue to trust our public institutions. And that, trust is like at the heart of our democracy.
Let's get back to the excellent point, Jundi. Let's get back to the phone lines. I think we got Jeff on the line. Talking heads.
Noddy and MJ, good afternoon.
Hey
good Jeff. Afternoon,
Jeff.
Enjoying this conversation thus far. And Noddy, you're absolutely correct. The Christian Council is under new leadership. And if you can recall, they were during the opinion poll process, there were many persons who were adamant about the findings of the Christian Council in terms of not a process that former Prime Minister Christie implemented. There were many who were against it, and there were many who were for it. Pastor Mario Moxie, I believe that he's going to do extremely well under his leadership of the Christian Council. I am very interested to see the true direction and where he wants the council to go. And also look at the membership under him, how they're going to react to the calling that he representing that group, because it's not a single voice, but it's a collective voice, but all focus into a singular voice that's going to come forward to the Bahamas. My point that I really want called in, which I want us to pay particular attention to, and this is a sticking point on many persons on the ground right now today, this moratorium of 25 additional years. You notice that has gone silent, right? We are watching that very carefully. We are also watching the mere fact that there's still how many families? 8 families in control of that. I want to see the influence of these 2 persons in cabinet. If this conversation should come up about the gaming aspect of it, I'm not even looking at the gaming board. I'm looking at the influence that these persons in the cabinet is going to have on any matter that pertains to the gaming aspect of our country. I want to see what their voices are going to be like, okay? because right now we are treading on very dangerous grounds, whereas it appears that certain laws have been circumvented to allow these persons into our cabinet, and the government itself is not satisfying the Bahamian people by giving a satisfactory answer to quell the fears that they have, because it all still seems as if out here is a favoritism situation going on there. And see, when we talk, we don't talk from a personal standpoint. I have a conversation that is being had on the ground. And this is a problem that a lot of people who listen, they have a problem when they hear one voice come forward to bring the collective voices of people who are afraid to call in, who are having these conversations on the ground, but they want their voices heard. We are that vessel and that vehicle to bring into the public knowledge that not all of us are asleep. That's all I want to say on this, but we are watching, okay? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Jeff is right. The moratorium ends in July of this year, so, yeah, more questions pretty soon, you know?
All right, we got to get to the break. News is coming up. We will get to all your texts on the flip side of the break. Other callers either hang tight or let the news play and call us back. We'll get to you on the flip side of the break. Pearlie will be in the building. We'll talk a little bit of this and some sports with Pearlie, and then when we get to sports, Stat Boy will be joining us. So we got a fully loaded second hour coming up.
Quick budget highlights. I know.
Correct. I wanted to get them into. Yes, definitely.
Quick highlights that we'll get to in the second hour.
Boy, I got one jokey text for you. We're talking about the cabinet. Man, I hope you're ready for it, because I
don't
crack a rib and I read it just now. Anyhow, let's get to the break. Flip side of the break. We'll be into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll wrap this up and we'll talk sports. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place.
KFC has a bold new flavor you'll love. Introducing the all-new Barbecue Rap Star. We're talking a juicy chicken breast filet, fried to golden crisp perfection, covered in sweet, smoky barbecue sauce, topped with cheese, then wrapped in a delicious toasted tortilla with flavor in every bite. Go spicy or keep it original. Either way, it's a star for a reason. The new Barbecue Rap Star is the star of the menu at KFC Nassau. Get yours today at any KFC Nassau location.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Talking Heads with Nazi and MJ is brought to you by Burger King, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Prince Masters, and Tropical Gyros.
You've got a lot of nerdy TV Wednesday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads.
Naughty and MJ and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We will be joined in short order by Earl the Pearl. We'll wrap up some of the, you know, hot topics of the day. We'll talk about the budget in the cabinet. And we'll get to sports. When we get to sports, we'll also be joined by Stat Boy. He'll be in the building. But, yeah, MJ, you like that one coming in? I bet you didn't know who that was. I got you on that one.
No, that was Mighty Boss Stones. That's who that was. You're taking me back to my rock days, my Y era. So, yeah, you didn't get that past me. No.
You're absolutely right. The Mighty, Mighty Boss Stones. Yes.
Yeah.
Another group similar to that you can listen to is Fishbone, with the British ska kind of vibe.
Yeah, you and your rock era, I see.
Hey, Mr. Producer, pull up Madness, Our House. We need to play that at some point, because that's another set of crew who did that whole ska thing as well, too. But, MJ, you want me to get a couple of these texts in real quick, and then we get into those points you wanted to talk about, or you want to talk about them and then...
No, let's go. Let's get to our texters. I don't want them getting mad with us.
Man, and they done a little volatile. Read the text, please, MJ. All right, Naughty and MJ. Good afternoon. Do you all really think they're going to do any best wait until they release those cell phone records? Naughty and Jaden Boy will never answer the questions about Sebas and them. Never trust them. They're trust. No, never, never, never. Trust me, they'll never answer it. And plus, they're too busy watching Sebas priest up behind Perry and cabinet for them to answer any.
You mean behind the Prime Minister? Prime Minister.
Yeah,
they going back. I guess we're talking too much old time gaming stuff. But no, the gaming board needs to answer. They do. They were the ones that the ministers are pointing to that gave them the okay, that said that their business affairs are now in order to the point that they can be appointed.
The text has said, Brave, you know, the 40 and slip, the point you're making, it evolves back then when it was like the Jedi mind trick. I always say the great Jedi mind trick. No, there wasn't a referendum. What are you talking about? Opinion poll.
Ultimately, the Prime Minister has to answer as well, because you know, this would be of import. He was the one making the appointments, so he must have gotten some information that satisfied him. So OPM can answer as well, but so should the gaming board. You know, we were promised a statement by them. Where is the statement?
Not telling a fib. Nothing to do with the FNM. High-ranking politician. One was an MP, allegedly, in the 2021 Davis administration. With the power to pledge government airplanes, airports, vehicles, and government personnel to the Colombian cartel to assist in the transshipment of cocaine.
You know, I was listening to the news just now, and I heard how the police busted the Bulgarian who allegedly was skimming credit cards and all of that. So good stuff there by the Royal Bahamas Police Force, who set up a sting operation and got maybe one of the persons that may be involved in a ring that's been hitting credit cards and debit cards. So now... Go get Politician One, police force. Go get Politician One. We need to know who that person is.
MJ, you smell that?
What's that?
That is garlic, honey garlic rings. That means baseball is in season. The Dodgers are and Pearly's in the room. What's going on, Pearly?
It's actually honey garlic pork chops today.
Oh, wow.
You've stepped up your game.
Oh, you should know. I baked a cake the other day in my air fryer.
What?
Sorry, I almost said something.
What the air fryer can't do, huh?
I telling you, my girlfriend told me, oh, you need to get your stove. I don't need my stove right again. I like my air fryer.
Oh, man.
What's up, guys?
We're just going over a couple of those, hot topics. I'm going to slide into sports right after the break, but we'd like to hear you chime in on them.
You mean the one that shows there's no surplus?
Yeah, there's no surplus.
We're borrowing $400 million?
It's mind-boggling. And there's no surplus. No real surplus, if you're being honest.
Okay. Yeah, there's no surplus when there's no expenses and there's money left over after you pay all your bills. That's what a surplus is. I mean, that's what it is when I went to SAC. And I'm surprised because the Minister of Finance went to SAC. He said, no better.
He's also a Dolphin fan like you, too, so don't really say much.
Really no bad.
All right. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. Buckle up, get comfortable. We are not getting any answers for the next 5 years. We have chosen progress. Good afternoon. If Ebola were to spread, would these teachers still be allowed to enter this country? Would they be required to undergo the testing and provide recent medical certificates? First-time tester, good afternoon. Hello, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. Politician number one cannot be the subject of investigations here and in the U.S. The excuse is a big cover-up. It's ridiculous to believe that the Bahamas government has not already been informed. We are a sovereign nation. If the U.S. won't forward up the name, then ask the passengers who survived. Good afternoon. And I'm sobbing. The old journalist, Mr. Nothingberger, sounds like a pickpocketer acting scheming like none of his buddies did wrong, especially how the poor rescued woman told U.S. News how only Jesus helped her and her family after politician number hired this dangerous flight for them. The woman says she can't swim, only Jesus helps, and not care less. Where is he? I'm in the laugh, but that woman was very impassionate on her interviews, I must say.
Oh, she was, for sure. Just happy everybody, you know, survived.
You think he could pay the rest? Perry Christie signed a contract in 2017. Naughty, this is Sam Paula with this joint at the hip nonsense. It's called every talk show since this morning with this nonsense. Speaking of senior party officials failing to correct its members, did you see those tattoos on Minister Lisa Ramling's arms being displayed at the swearing-in of Parliament?
Oh, I did not.
She was going for the Mary J. Blige look.
Yeah, I see.
Maybe she got fashion tips from Joe Beth. No woman or party official spoke to her about displaying those things in public. The mentality is disturbing, especially given the impressionable young people being overseen. Naughty, MJ, and Pearly, quick question. If a person with a Bahamian document or a Bahamian passport commits gun, drug, and human trafficking or murders, and our country decides not to prosecute them, can the U.S. step in and arrest them?
I mean, I guess it's all about jurisdiction. Where did these crimes allegedly take place? When the U.S. steps in, it's because crimes have taken place on their soil. So that's why they're involved in this, you know?
Naughty, the majority who didn't vote came from your generation. Text, I'm glad you know my generation, but I can tell you, I have told my generation they're full of fools, full of folly, full of... Anyway, I told them, don't call me. Don't send me no text, but hey, can you, you know, make mention of what? If you didn't vote, don't call me. Yeah, we got to fight for the country. Yeah, we got to make sure things are changed from a national perspective. But for those of y'all who sit there and probably say they didn't vote, I ain't really on your run right now. And next time y'all come to me, you need to come with a voter's card in hand and a Bible and swear to Jesus. You can vote next go around. I don't care who you vote for. Just get out and vote. Naughty and MJ, reappointment of cabinet ministers from the gaming industry. If we're truly upset, we would sue the government. Money to sue.
I mean, I think that right after those appointments were made, the opposition also demanded answers, and they did say that this may be a question that the courts will have to resolve. So I don't think that that's necessarily off the table. But what is taking the gaming board so long to answer, to put out their statement that they promised? What's taking the prime minister so long to speak on this matter?
Please, another day, talk about victimization in the public service by permanent secretaries and deputy permanent secretaries who have retired and returned as consultants. Some employees believe that certain individuals in these positions can be very wicked and heartless in the way they treat their staff. I've been hearing complaints about that for a little while. Freddie, what about you? You heard anything along those lines?
I heard some, but nothing significant. You know, when it's maybe you need to just follow up on that a little bit.
It'd be interesting to see how many retirees have been brought back now, because wouldn't that mean double dipping, like getting a salary now and still collecting a pension?
A whole ton of them were brought back in the last administration. A lot of retired permanent secretaries were brought back. I think PennDOT asked about that at one point, but nobody answered the question on it. But and my whole thing about it is, there's a time when you got to decide, hey, I've reached a certain age, let me go sit down. And there's a lot of young people in the public service who are very capable, but can't be given a chance because you bring these retirees back, which is not fair. I mean, if there's a spot that you need some help, I understand. But I don't think you need to bring back all them permanent secretaries. There's something you do right with that.
Good afternoon,
yeah, sure. No, it's good. I'm sure young people, there are a lot of young people that would agree with you, Pearly.
Good afternoon, Naughty. More of the mighty, mighty Boston's players. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. This administration didn't answer important questions last time, and these people put them right back in power for 5 years. You should be in 2030 to get your answers. Naughty, you are absolutely right. The mighty, mighty Boston's is off the chain. But you should let MJ pick all the music for the show. I used to listen to it every day on Y98. Nobody knows it better than MJ. MJ, we miss you in the midday.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Thank you.
Naughty, MJ, do you honestly believe the Gaming Board will provide an explanation? They think this will blow up or blow under. What's blow under?
What? It ain't blowing over and it ain't blowing under. No, sir.
You're on a roll. No, sir. How do you know what a blow under is?
No comment. No comment. No comment. We are radio.
Okay.
Naughty and MJ, looks like the politicians are making sure that their sweeties and side chicks are on point since the taxes have been reduced on human hair and wigs. And the politician doesn't have to pay too much money to buy the hand wigs for the.
Okay, let's just talk about this for a second. This was mentioned today by Minister Halkidas. And the reason behind it is actually a very good reason, right? He talked about how they're going to reduce the duty, I guess, for the medical wigs, I think he called it. And, you know, they're not going to be grouped with cosmetic items like false beards or false eyelashes. I didn't even know false
and
beards.
And just how people get facelift, MJ, there could be a multitude of doctors issuing prescriptions now for medical wigs for these gals with medical hair conditions.
They just have to reduce. It's got to be reduced on wigs in general, right? Because how do you classify a medical wig? Let's be serious now. So basically, yes, duty reduction on human hair. So.
Cancer patients who go into chemo and stuff who lose their hair who have to wear wigs. So there are reasons, and there are people who should.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying that it is a noble cause. The reasoning behind
I agree.
But let's not pretend like this is not going to be a boon for certain other people because hair sells.
That was
well
my whole point here. I think it is a very noble gesture. I think it's well done. It's impactful to those people who need it. And it allows them to have a better quality of life. I totally agree with it. I get it. I applaud it.
My question,
people go, and they will mind the care.
Yeah, of course. That's a big bit. It's a multi-billion dollar industry globally. And there's a lot of hair that sells around here, too. So other people will catch a break on the back of this very noble cause. So let's be real about it. But I think it is good that he's done that. I just didn't know people were bringing in false beards. Eyelashes, I knew, but false beards? Wow.
Yeah,
are you guys okay?
From Peasy Chicken Stubble on Monday to full-blown Rick Ross by Wednesday. Stop it.
All right.
let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello.
52 Hello. In the building. What's going on, 52?
Hey, 52.
Yeah, what's going on, the MJ Pearly, all the crew inside, eh? Yeah,
yes,
I just wanted to say this as relates to gaming, right? Because, you know, MJ had mentioned where I think some of them are guilty of not allowing their staff to have lunch, but I just wanted to say this, right? You know, the public-private partnership, that should be easy to document given, you know, I mean, to find out who it was actually true with these accusations or whatever, right? The only thing public about this is the public funds. But I wanted to talk about the gaming industry and what I'm experiencing because I have an account at one of the gaming houses, right? So here's what I'm encountering, and this problem has happened about 3 or 4 times from my being deporting or tendering the money there. Here's where the problem is at. It's about three or four occasions. Once you walk in there, it seems to me as if with a bunch of dollar bills, right? And you deposit, you know, you want to spend that night or whatever you want to do, play, you know. And so I've noticed that there's always a discrepancy as to what you're depositing. And so my argument with them was if I walk into the bank or a cashier or, like I was in multi-discount today, the lady counted out the money, and she told me what I gave her. If I'm tendering money, you're supposed to look in the customer face. I said, miss, this is 50 or this is 60 or this is 100 or whatever it is. You're supposed to look in my face, count the money, and then when you pass me the receipt or after you count the money, then you're supposed to agree with what I'm depositing to you, right?
Right.
So here's what's done now. They gave you the receipt. This only happened at a certain store in the night. They gave you the receipt without telling you what you have deposited. So I end up with a $13 discrepancy and some discrepancies as to what I deposited numerous of times. I went to them. They said they'll do the camera work. Wait. But what I'm saying is the last time I ran hard because I actually counted the money and I remembered the numerologist I gave the young lady and I yucked 13 extra $1 bills and gave her. And then she told me what I deposited and it was could have never been that. So what I'm saying is how could they be allowed to operate when they don't train their staff properly? This is something that they have a problem with it. Not even withstanding that whilst I'm in there, there's a lady sweeping the rug whilst I'm in the building. And I told her it was not nice to be doing that. She's sweeping the rug with people in an air-conditioned building, and it's all dusty. Mm. But what I'm saying is, this is what I'm seeing on the ground. But once you're the cashier, and you're behind, somebody gives you money, you're supposed to agree with what they're giving you. And I have a problem with that. And they need to look into that. And I don't need to say who owns it, but they need to look into that, because that's little to be desired.
Yeah, makes sense. Another gaming board issue, right? Because they're the regulators. Wonder if they're looking.
Let's get interesting. Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Hey there, Naughty. Hello.
How are you?
I'm getting you.
What's happening?
Okay. Do you and MJ realize to know that the election's over, and you're still crying? You know, you'll be crying for the next 15 years.
Is it crying to ask that our government answers questions that the public has? Is it crying to want to know who is brokering a drug deal in our parliament? Is that crying, caller?
Is it crying to want to know where our money is being spent and how it's being spent? Is it crying when we have cronies like you calling in defending foolishness? For a period of years and can't call wrong where wrong is?
Is it crying that we're supposed to give you carte blanche and don't question anything? The reason of our opposition is to question the government and hold the government's feet to the fire. So crying if you say, oh, they cheat me, that's crying. But if you ask legitimate questions and a politician sit in the House of Assembly and strike a drug deal, and a drug dealer get crashed at a plane and a politician name on it, we ain't supposed to ask with that? Wait, you need to look in the mirror, caller.
Yeah, caller,
let me just say this. Caller. I wish you had more backbone and bollocks to stay on the phone. But I will tell you, you are part of the problem. Bahamians like you are part of the problem. Because it's too easy for you all to just, you know, lotion, pet, and powder for what you want instead of voicing your opinion and saying it needs to change for all Bahamians. Once you get straight, you hell with a handbasket with the rest of the country, you don't care. You are part of the problem. And ain't nobody crying. Is it too much to ask for wanting better? Even for dumb, challenged individuals like yourself who can't escape the box and think for yourself and earn for yourself and be able to speak for yourself, you won't rely on
getting
box suckers like y'all.
Who are today.
And the next time you call, have the bollocks to stay on the phone so I can tell you about your big jelly back.
I think this is the issue, though. I think that even when, you know, Bahamians have legitimate questions, just questions of our government, right? It's so easy to put it into a category of, oh, well, you are supporting one party or another. But these are things that are supposed to transcend party lines, right? These are our mores that we should have regardless of who's in power. You cannot have a situation where any administration appears to be operating in some sort of gray zone or outside of the law, and because maybe you support them, you don't question it, you know, and then when the other party comes in, you support them, so you don't question. I don't think that helps to move the country forward. I think that responsible citizens will hold whichever administration it is accountable specifically to our laws and then to our constitution. And for persons that don't like it, I mean, I guess you could live in your fantasy world where everything that your chosen party does is correct. But the rest of us have to live in the real world. And in the real world, when we pay real tax dollars, we expect real accountability.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Naughty. I'm enjoying your show as usual. I just had to call in because that last caller, like, seriously, you all from day one, from election day, and from after that, you've been just putting the questions out there for the government and to the people. And you have not done anything ill towards or saying anything ill towards the government, but you're putting the questions out there. I have a problem with people who continuously call these talk shows because they're cronies. They seem as if they have nothing else to do, but we have to remember that we're Bahamian first. One of my ish always says, the PLP government. Yes, it's the PLP government, but you're the government of the Bahamas and the Bahamian people. And that's part of the problem that I have with all of this, okay? And these questions that you're putting to the people and for people to actually sit and consider are real issues. They have to be dealt with in our country, because if they're not, we're going to find ourselves in a worse situation. So if they're not prepared to hear these questions and to answer them, then they need to do what's the next best thing and to get themselves out. But you know something? Karma is a serious thing, all right? And these people have to understand, yes, you may be in a good, healthy position now and you ain't checking for nobody else or for whatever else. And Naughty, I'm glad you're calling Big Back and everything else, because guess what? Not every day is going to be the same for everyone. And trust me, when your day comes, I hope that there's somebody to actually champion their cause. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller.
You know, I want to say this. The PLP is the government. They won 33 seats. They beat the FNM. They got more votes of the people who voted in this country, and they are the government. That's a fact. You can't change that. That ain't
exactly.
Your change. That's not going to change. But what we got to understand is, look at your victory. More people in this country either voted against you or did not vote than votes you got. Yes, the same thing for the FNM, the same thing for the COI. More people voted against them or did not vote than votes they got. So when you don't have a majority of the registered voters in this country, don't get cocky, because something is wrong. Like, people ain't voting for you or the FNM.
It's like
you have to look at that. Yes, you have 33 seats. Yes, you're the government, and in your words, but let's look at how you win.
And also, we're still a democracy, right? Like, we're not a dictatorship. We're still a democracy, and that's one of the things that all Bahamians should be, you know, interested in protecting. And at the heart of democracy is the rule of law. So is this government, you know, following the rule of law? That is a legitimate question. And it can easily be answered with them just providing the information. I don't understand what the problem is with that.
But you know what I find even more, what I find more of it amazing, Naughty and MJ? Prior to 1993, when the first private radio station was introduced, one of the jams, and when others followed, and we have given this right to voice our opinion, you couldn't voice your opinion on ZNS. You couldn't call in and dog the government or say anything but the government. So the fact that we could say it, and the fact that that caller could call back and say, get cocky with it and say, oh, y'all out for 15 years. It ain't who y'all out for 15 years, you know. This, the Ingram, Hubert Ingram, through his government, opened the airwaves and allow us to have this ability to agree or disagree. And this is a right that we've been given, or we have, we've earned. And let us be able to say whether a spade is a spade or not. I know one thing with Naughty and MJ. If Pintad and the FNM had win, you'd have been right there asking the similar questions of them when they bring their budget out, because that is their right.
As FNM, so I do management minister fool, but y'all better catch yourself out there. Naughty, I didn't see Cuban Willie this morning on Dwight's radio show with the Cuban ambassador to the Bahamas. Where was Cuban Willie? I spoke to Cuban. Cuban said, mira, I have enough problem already, man. I spent 40 years trying to get away from Cuba. You think I'm trying to go back in any way, shape, or form? No, man, that's okay. I see you next time. Stay ready, my friend.
Let me just say, that was a great interview. I listened to it intently. That was a very good interview this morning on Morning Blend.
I caught a portion. Oh, don't forget, today is Lenny Kravitz's birthday. He's 62.
What?
I didn't know he's that old.
Mr. Producer, you know what to do.
And make it a good one. Get to our riff. Let's see what you're good for. Most of these come out of my musical playlist. All right, let's see what you're good for.
And happy birthday to Lenny Kravitz. He's Leslie, the coolest. I met him once. He's absolutely just the coolest. So happy birthday, Lenny Kravitz.
And like I said, we got caller hit us back, all right? Sorry you dropped. Hey, let's retrofit the plane and let DJ take the progressives to Grand Bahama. Make sure politicians 1, 2, 3, and 4 are aboard. Let's see how it feels. They also get gratuity in overtime when they come back double dipping. Good afternoon, Naughty, MJ, and Pearly. If we don't have a campaign funding reform, the PRP will be in government for a long time because they have the numbers, boys, and drug money. And you can imagine 29 cabinet ministers with a small population? Question mark.
Well, we don't know about drug money. Let's just be very clear on that. But we do have a big Gussie May cabinet. I mean, what, 29 members of this cabinet?
Boy, that's a big cabinet.
The U.S. government
that cabinet so big?
The U.S. government with
a
population of 342 million people has 24 members of their cabinet. So I'll just leave that right there. We do have a Gussie May cabinet.
Good afternoon, MJ.
No, that's not a Gussie May. The Ingram cabinet of 17 was a Gussie May cabinet. It was
so this is a super
Gussie May.
A mega Gussie May.
A mega Gussie May, yeah.
Good afternoon, MJ, Naughty, and Pearly. Guess your retirement age is now 85, judging on the amount of working past 65. They need to go and give the young people a chance. That individual should be allowed to produce a medical certificate upon release on receipt for Customs Department, preventing others from benefiting. Anyone who's calling in reference to this incident are corrupt also. Or defending that incident are corrupt also. That last caller sounded like a bookless, pathetic soul. You continue to complain and he likened mine boldly. Naughty and MJ, please continue to carry on smartly. Numbers are a scam ripoff. The government have failed us. Why are all victims of this present day Bahamas being victimized? God ain't finished with us yet. Does progress actually equate to rogue? Naughty, did you see a video from GNN, him in the hospital in the States, exposed in the hospital? Yes, I saw it, man. My heart goes out to GNN. Glad to know he's still with us and kicking.
Yes.
But that hurt my heart.
Much love to GNN, yeah.
And we love you, GNN, and I know you listen and hold it down, and we'll keep fighting, and I'm glad you know you're saying what you got to say. But GNN has done a lot for this country, and GNN shouldn't have to go to what he's going through right now at this stage of his life because politicians and the system have failed him and other Bahamians alike.
Oh, man.
What happened?
No, man, that's bugged me. I didn't know. Somebody asked me, said they haven't heard him on the station for a while. I said, but I was gone for a while, so I really don't know what's going on. And I meant to ask you, Naughty. Oh, boy. GNN, I got you, bro. Got you in my breath.
Naughty, MJ, and Pearly, Darren Cooper was burning fire on his show this morning in Freeport, and some PRP trust, like the caller, was calling in the show, and he was burning fire on them. You all keep it up. Where do you think Darren come from? Don is a talking head graduate, man. Come on, you forget Don. He's holding it down every Tuesday with the Freeport Report. Don, come on, man. Don come from good stock, man. We expect Don to do that. Don does an excellent job, and Don is never scared. So, and one thing I like about Don's show, Don will hit you with facts and fire. He can say that if you don't have the facts to back it up. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking heads. You got any more callers? All right, let's get to the break, man. And with that being said, let's get to the break. I told you I could dig him up. Right here comes madness, man. Let madness take us to the break, Mr. Producer. Flip side of the break. We'll talk a couple of more political things about that cabinet and budget, and we'll get into sports. Keep it right where you got it.
Brothers got a night to keep you coming around. In our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud. Nothing ever slows her down, and a mess is not allowed. Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, in the middle of our street.
KFC has a bold new flavor you'll love. Introducing the all-new Barbecue Rat Star. We're talking a juicy chicken breast filet, fried to golden crisp perfection, covered in sweet, smoky barbecue sauce, topped with cheese, then wrapped in a delicious toasted tortilla with flavor in every bite. Go spicy or keep it original. Either way, it's a star for a reason. The new Barbecue Rat Star is the star of the menu at KFC Nassau. Get yours today at any KFC Nassau location.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that are second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print.
Bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Garden Building, telephone 302-2361.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty and Mary Jane. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
We're back on Charlie Wednesday, May 27th edition of Talking Heads. Naughty, MJ, and Pearlie and your company right up until 6 p.m. Going to be joined shortly by Statboy as we talk sports. Lenny Kravitz bringing us in. There you go, MJ. You got your
are
Lenny.
You gotta go. Right are you got to go my way? I love it. I love it.
Lenny. All right, couple of quick points you want to get in before we pivot to sports, MJ?
I'm getting ready to get out of here to let y'all do sports, but just a couple of things from the budget. 25 fire trucks, and 25 trucks for the airport authority. I thought that was good. We heard that in the budget today. Also, there's going to be a lot of relief for first-time homeowners. I think it's $600,000. That is an improvement. I think that's good. I think,
Does that mean everybody who has – is that for everybody or that's for – there's people who just now getting their home?
First-time homeowners, so, yeah, that's first-time.
I mean, how do you call it? I'm the home I own is my first time, so.
Yeah, exactly, right? Trust me, I'm going to test it as well. The devil will be in the details on that one, but that'll be good if we could all get that, you know. This one is a little tricky. Increasing the business license rate for businesses earning over $150,000 per year. I don't know. That sounds
you already know who that is because they have to file. People who make over $100,000 a year got to file fat. So they know who that is. They know who it is.
And to increase the rate at $150,000 still feels like the middle class and the working class is getting squeezed there. Yeah, but
that's going to include the small places. I mean, all the big stores in it already. But the stores who were borderline.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't like that.
You know, a small convenience store, a small restaurant on a takeaway restaurant on anyway.
I don't like that. That feels like a bit of when all the juices already gone and we still getting squeezed. So that one I don't like, but I do like the exemption for being raised to $600,000. Anyway, we're going to talk about the budget in detail on Friday when we get some more time to digest it. Anyway, fellas, enjoy sports. I am out of here.
And exit MJ, love ya, and enter Stat Boy. What's going on, Stat BZ?
Oh, come on, Statty.
Apologies, I was muted. Apologies.
That's my job, you know. That's my job, Stat Boy. Don't be taking my job, man.
Everybody can do the job, man.
But you know what?
I like that one, though. Stat BZ.
it goes back to talking, you know, I'm getting older now, so I'm turning it on to a younger person to stay muted.
Exactly. I'm going to take the role with pride.
But let's jump in, man. We're working with limited time here, but definitely let's jump in. Have a quick look at the local sports team. But actually, we got to start it off with, you know, probably wouldn't let me do it if we didn't do it right. Got to start it off with today in sports history. I brought you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And on this day, May 27th, in sports history, 1873, the first Preakness Stakes was won by Survivor. 1904, Dennis McCann set a major league record when he stole 5 bases in 1 game. Now, 1955, Norm Sorkin of the Boston Red Sox got 10 RBIs against the Senators. 1968, after 48 years as coach of the Chicago Bears, George Halas retired. 1968, it was announced that baseball franchises had been awarded to Montreal and San Diego. 1982, the New Jersey businessmen bought the NHL's Colorado Rockies. 3 New Jersey businessmen bought the Colorado Rockies. They got approval to move the team to New Jersey and become the Devils. 1987, Phil Niekro, I know probably remembers him, of the Yankees, became the third pitcher to make 700 starts. Joe and Phil Niekro, man, the knuckleballers.
Well, they were knuckleball pitchers, but they didn't, spitball wasn't in one of their livelihood, too. There was,
no, maybe, that's Gaylord. Remember. Perry, you thinking of?
Yes, Gaylord. I'm thinking of Gaylord. You're correct. You're correct. Yeah, but they were the knuckleball pitchers.
Correct.
Yeah, they pitched, they were about 100 years old each when they quit it.
And one of them pitched for the Dodgers, if I'm mistaken, for a hard
I think
minute.
It was Phil. Was it Phil?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I can't remember.
Possibly. I might be getting them mixed up with Don Sutton. 2003.
No, yeah, Don Sutton was definitely a Dodger.
The Colorado Avalanche would announce his retirement from the NHL the following day. 2018, LeBron James reaches 8th straight NBA Finals when the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Boston Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Stat boy, who did they lose to that year in 2018?
The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals. For the
that was 1 of 6, correct?
Huh?
That was 1 of 6, correct?
Yeah, 1 of 6 for LeBron. Yeah.
All right, so now let's have a glance at Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Some games in progress right now.
Sorry, I told you to talk about yesterday. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I spared you. You lost yesterday.
No, we did not play yesterday. We have killed them. They beat them 15-6 yesterday, and they score 5 of them runs in the 9th inning with Miguel Rajos pitching.
Yeah, well, 15-6 isn't as good as 15-1.
15-1, let him know.
Yeah, but hold on. We didn't put a relief pitcher in the 9th inning. We put our shortstop, our backup shortstop, Miguel Rajos, to pitch. I mean, he's just lobbing the ball.
If you all want to be fancy, you all could be fancy. That's just going to come back to bite you.
Everybody does that. Hold on, I won't get a stat boy now. Everybody does that.
Really? That's a rare thing.
If they have a 15-1 lead in the 9th inning, most teams will put a utility player to go and pitch the 9th inning because they didn't want to waste a arm.
That's true.
Sure.
All right, let's check out games already in the books today in Major League Baseball. Blue Jays 2, Marlins 1, Guardians 3, Nationals 2, Brewers 2, Cardinals 1. Games currently underway in the bottom of the 9th. Mariners 9, Athletics nothing. Diamondbacks 3, Giants 2, that's the top of the 8th. Bottom of the 6th, you got the Phillies up 2-0 over the Padres. Games on top tonight, you got the Angels and the Tigers at 6:40. Cubs and Pirates at 6:40. Braves and Red Sox at 6:45. Reds and Mets at 7:10. Twins and White Sox at 7:40. Yankees and Royals at 7:40. Astros and Rangers at 8:05. Rockies and the Dodgers is the late night game at 10:10. So you still got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 good solid games to catch. 9 for the rest of the night, and the couple still underway.
If you just look at it, the Dodgers all of a sudden 3.5 games up on the Padres.
Yeah, they were a lot closer, but not anymore.
They were 1/2 a game out and coming to Philly about to sweep them.
The Yankees are only 2.5 back of the Rays, so we're going to pass them up too.
But you are 2.5 back.
Yeah, we're back, but not for long.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see. You mean like how you were so convinced last night, Naughty, are we jumping into NBA yet?
Not yet. Let me do the NFL, then we'll slide to the NBA.
All right, I'll hold it.
And thank Jesus you two let her leave before you brought up the sports. I appreciate the two of you all, bro. Trust me when I tell you. That was not a good thing. I'm glad you didn't do it, Pearly. I'm glad you didn't do it.
No, I didn't want to rub it in. If she had stayed for sports, it would have been.
Parker, let's switch to the NFL real quick. Parker Jacobs out of jail. Investigations ongoing. That's a domestic dispute charge. A domestic dispute charge, correct, Stat Beasy?
Yeah, but
yes, he's facing five.
At least, no, he's facing long, five. The two of them is one is strangulation and suffocation, which are federal offenses, and the other three are just misdemeanors.
Exactly. So he could really be cooked if this goes terrible for him. Because five charges, two of them federal, and nothing on the report and the charges and the documents of the police looks good. None of it.
News out of Philly, Hurts and Brown still really good amid trade talks, of course, because they know that A.J. Brown's getting traded, so why have an issue now? Probably going to be solved in short order.
Exactly. First. Agreed.
Sancho, what's the deal with Lamar and the contract talks?
Well, that's likely going to be held off until next season. Lamar will just play on the current deal he has because that expires in 2028. And so the extension talks will probably ramp back up next offseason, which would be 2027. Lamar's not somebody who's known to sit out or not show up to training camps or OTAs or none of that sort of stuff. He'll play the full season on this deal, and then they'll negotiate in the offseason.
All right, Washington, to the Commanders. Jaden Daniels last season left a bitter taste. I'm ready to improve. A bitter taste, you already played. He was injured every minute.
I don't know why people are saying it's a bitter taste if he got hurt. Like, or is he talking about himself?
I guess overall.
He's talking about himself. The fact that he couldn't play and help the team.
I respect that mentality. I respect that mentality out of him.
Now, I don't know if this kid is just oblivious or if he can't see the handwriting on the wall, but out of Minnesota, McCarthy quoted as saying, "No awkwardness in Vikes QB1 competition. Everybody knows who it is." I hope you weren't referring to yourself. Ricardo Murray looming over your shoulder.
Sorry, is that nine?
That's nine who said that, Stat Boy.
He'll be lucky to get 9 minutes of playing time next year in backup games, you know, like in
now
garbage time games. Like,
who may get playing time moving forward is 16 teams apparently are interested in the Colts' backup quarterback, Richardson. Apparently they're willing to roll the dice.
Because I don't think Richardson ever got a fair shake.
Some as a starter and some as a backup. Go ahead, Burley.
Yeah, I don't think he ever got a fair shake initially. And he got hurt. And I don't think that I really don't treat him right.
I agree.
And in terms of, and not just treat him, I mean in terms of his development and everything, I think they did him an injustice.
It kind of reminds me of a young man that I said was going to sign a $30 million or more contract to become the next starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. You remember that, fellas? I told you, from HBCU to a bad situation. Initially in Tennessee, to back up in Green Bay, to watch him be the starter in Miami. Pearly, how you like Malik Willis now?
I love him. He's looking good. He has a great arm. Didn't I tell you
that Jalen Tolbert, former Cowboy, was going to be joined at the hip with this dude?
Yeah, but I don't know, boy. He Tolbert has a hard time. Tolbert may not make the team.
Tolbert is going to make that team for one reason. He's going to be the possession guy that Willis is going to go to outside of the tight ends. Watch and see.
Or because he would be the veteran player amongst them all. Because, you know, we pick three wide receivers and two of them.
And he's a good locker room guy, but I think he's going to go there and be impactful in the role that he plays for you guys. And I think if there's any kind of chemistry forged off of the offseason workouts with Malik Willis, like that, he's going to go to coaching and say, no, in some of these plays, this guy got to be involved. He's going to catch the ball.
I hope so because, you know, I know I think he does. No, I don't want to say a bad situation, but I just think the numbers didn't play in his favor in Dallas.
It did it, and Ryan Flournoy came up and absolutely stole the job from him, took it right from him. So,
yeah.
But y'all still ain't been in no more than five games.
That's fine. I tell you, we're going to be a top three pick.
I'll tell you that way.
We're going to be a top three pick, and I tell you the goodness about it. If Willis happens to not work out this year, This is one of the best quarterback classes in many a years in the NFL. Whoa. And there's one Arch Manning who's looking extremely good. And there are others. And there's a talk. There could be six first-round picks in this draft. Six quarterbacks in the first round.
Boy. Thank you.
This
year is rich quarterback-wise.
So it puts us in a good position because the contract we have with him is not a terrible contract. It's actually a very good team-flavored contract, but it also benefits him. So the bottom line is, if he doesn't work out this year, you draft a quarterback, number one, which will be the top three or four pick, which will be your franchise quarterback, and they work under him for one more year, because you know you ain't going to be good for another couple of years, and be ready to take over in year two, which will be the end of Malik Willis' contract, if it doesn't work out. If it works out, then you got yourself a franchise quarterback, and you got a wonderful first-round pick to get a piece that you would absolutely need and be a plug-and-play player for the next season. So Dolphins in a win-win situation with him. Plus, they're going to have a ton of money next year to spend.
All right, let's pivot to the NBA. And let's get the elephant in the room out of the way.
You said
the Thunder would hold firm at home and knock off the Spurs, and they did, and they covered.
And I also said that Wemby had his day. Two-time MVP, got to have his day.
Did he really have his day, though?
32 points.
And how many of them were off of free throws? About 16 of them?
I don't know. I'll have to check the stats. I'll have to check the stats.
I'm sorry, but he shot about, I think, 7, 15, or 8 out, which is not bad at all. But clearly the bulk, like either half or the bulk of his points came from the free throw stripe.
How did he get there? Because they locked down on him, didn't they?
Yeah, I'll tell you how he got there with the Oscar-worthy performances as usual I've seen this playoffs. Let me tell you why I think OKC won that game. Hartenstein and Caruso. They've been so valuable to the team's success because the Spurs don't have an answer for them. Caruso's such a chaotic guard. He rebounds. He plays his tail off on defense. He can shoot. Yes, that's why I rate him so heavily.
Every game he shows the Lakers why they made a mistake. Every game.
Say it again.
Every game he shows the Lakers you made a mistake.
Oh, 100%. 110%. And then as for Hartenstein, I can't stand him because he's so dirty. But if there's not another big to guard him, Wemby can't guard the two bigs at once when they run it. Chet was in a scoring rhythm last night, even though he was soft defensively. He was in a scoring rhythm. He did his thing. But Hartenstein, with those rebounds and those floaters, every time Shea found him on an open 10 to 14-foot floater, money. Money, just throw it up and in. Throw it up, and they can't stop it. They thought OKC could run the double bigs to perfection, and the Spurs are going to have a really tough time winning Game 6.
Yeah, but the Spurs do make some. They're one of the better teams in making adjustment in-game and post-game.
100% agreed. I hope that this goes 7 games like I've always wanted it to. Yeah,
I hate to say this, brothers. I hate to say this. And I'm not. I don't have a horse in this because I don't like either team so much so. If I had to like a team over anyway, I like the Spurs. Because, of course, the Tim Duncan and David Robinson. I think this one over. I really think this is over. I think we expect San Antonio to come back at home next game. That is what we expect. We expect, Bimby's going to show up, they're going to dig. But because we're expecting that, and I've seen this, I think Oklahoma coming there and probably blow them out. I don't want to see that happen, but I probably think that's going to happen.
I was expecting the same result last year in Game 6 of the Finals. Indiana was down 3-2 after having a 1-0 and 2-1 lead. The Thunder were starting to find their rhythm. So I thought, you know what? That's wraps over in 6. And Indiana responded and blew them out to force a Game 7. Completely blew them out.
This could be interesting. A couple of tidbits from the NBA. President Trump plans to attend all the NBA Finals games in Madison Square Garden. So the next boy, I tell you.
Wait.
Lakers lay off over a dozen amid reorganization that started today, Pearly. Aha!
Dodger Way is coming.
The Dodger Way is coming, and I'm just silently trusting the process and smiling.
Yeah.
And Atkinson is going to return as the Cavaliers head coach.
I told you all that from a couple of days ago, I'm pretty sure. And that's
been confirmed now, though.
That's the biggest mistake that they could have made.
The biggest mistake is signing LeBron, which they can do. That can be their biggest mistake.
Well, yeah, but...
Maybe not, maybe not a big mistake. I mean, honestly, 4 years of where he come from, I think it's fitting for him to go back to Cleveland and retire. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't either. And as much as I hate to say this, this is the honest truth. The East right now, as it looks, is in like a very weak spot. Now, next year probably won't be the case. It probably won't. But next year, I and I hate to say this, I would not be shocked if the Cavs make another conference finals and possibly a finals. And you heard it here first.
All right, let's get these WNBA picks in. Our pro picks all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game, the game you know, the friends you trust. And The Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. Be sure to check out the press box each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. with yours truly, Pearly, Stat, Beasy, and Mega. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., talking all international, local and international sports. And, you know, keep on listening out because NFL is right around the corner. We got some Benny Ray's way to play and win on Sundays. All right, let's check out the WNBA games tonight. We got six on tap. Mercury and the Liberty. I like the Liberty in this one, fellas. Liberty 4.5-point favorites. I think they cover the 4.5 points over the Mercury.
Yeah, the Liberty has not been consistent. You know, they're racking far off. You know, I mean, I think the Mercury 2-5 and the Liberty either 2-5 or 3-4.
Early season, they're playing in New York. They're getting things right. I think the Liberty win.
I like the Liberty tonight, but I'm not going to take the points. I like them in the money line.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Liberty to win this game. Liberty. I got the Liberty to win this game.
All right, the tempo and the Sky. I'm with the Sky at home.
Yeah, I'd rather them at home, too, because they're really basically even teams.
As will I. And Toronto is an expansion team. This is their first year ever. Yeah, I'm going to take the Chicago Sky.
You got the Dream and the Lynx, 4-1 versus 4-2. I'm going to take the Lynx simply because they're at home. The Atlanta Dream is an improved team. They're a 2.5-point favorite. I know who Pearly's going with, but I'm going to take the Lynx at home.
Well, listen, I've been known to be loyal to one team forever and ever, but I loyal to Angel Reese. So, you know, I'm going with the Dream tonight.
Give me the Minnesota Lynx.
You got the Sun on the road against the Fire. The Fire 4-3, the Sun 1-7. I like the Fire at home and to cover the 6.5.
Yeah, not much. The Sun doesn't need a lot of work. They need a lot of work.
Absolutely. Give me the Portland Fire.
You got the Mystics on the road against the Storm. Seattle's at home. Washington 3.5-point favorites. Give me the Storm plus the 3.5 at home.
Play they in terms of losses and wins, they're not much better than each other. I like the Mystic.
I'm gonna take the Seattle Storm.
Well, there you go. And there you have it. We're at time. So for MJ, Pearly, Stat Beasy, Mr. Producer, this year I truly naughty. Thanking you all for joining in, making another great episode of Talking Heads today. Pearly's in tomorrow. He'll hold it down for you. And MJ and I will be back on Friday for your weekend review. All right, and be sure to check us out on the weekend. Like I told you, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for the Press Box, where we talk all sports. Keep it right where you got it. Quick commercial break. News is coming up. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Turn a trip to Burger King Nassau into a galactic adventure with the Mondo and Grogu Whopper Combo, featuring special shake fries. Whether you're a bounty hunter in training or just here for Nassau, has everything Mandalorian Grogu related you could want. Grab the toys, the mugs, the crown, and your crew, and head on down to BK and celebrate the Mandalorian and Grogu adventure with Burger King Nassau. This is the way.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.